want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
The title of this message is The Real Reason We Are Here, Part 2. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
This is based on the fact that Jesus, all the things that he taught his disciples, all those years, the 3.5 years, all the things he taught them, it all came down to this. You know, every command that he gave, starting with repentance, because everything has to start with repentance. Changing the way we think to begin to think the way God thinks. Doing a 180, you know, going one direction and turning around and going the other direction with him. And so all of those things that he taught them were all leading up to this one thing. This is the reason we live. This is the reason we breathe. And that is to make disciples. I want you to understand something. Making disciples is not just the pastor's job. Making disciples is not just, you know, some person that carries some kind of title. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Making disciples is something that we all do. And it's not hard to do. It's just a matter of loving people enough to do it. It's a matter of caring enough about a person to reach out to them. And it may just be one person that you spend some extra time with or follow up with or talk with. You know, we have a young lady that started coming to church here. And the first day that she came in and the presence of the Lord just hit her. And she could do nothing but cry. She didn't even know why she was crying. She just kept crying. And one of our ladies just kind of scooped her in and just loved on her and said, you know what? I'll sit with you. I'll just sit with you. And she was there with her. And there is a bond there now where she's just there for her. To encourage her, to strengthen her, to let her know I'm praying for you, inviting her to stuff. And so this young lady's coming to everything that we have to offer, pretty much. She's coming to classes and all that kind of, because somebody reached out, got outside of themselves, and just said, look, I'm here for you, right? That's all God is asking, that we be there for people to help draw them closer to the Lord. And so we all are disciples who should be making disciples. Amen? That's the way it's supposed to be. And it's an ongoing pattern that goes on and on and on. And it started back with Jesus and his disciples. But it's all about keeping the gospel, keeping the unadulterated truth, continuing on to be passed down from generation to generation to generation to generation. The only reason that you and I are here today is because of those that held on to the truth and decided to be disciple makers and decided to make sure that the truth continued on from generation to generation. That's why we're here today. And I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for those who have gone before me. You know, I don't know much about the pastor who led my pastor to the Lord. I don't know that much about him. He wasn't a world-renowned, well-known speaker or anything like that. But I want to tell you, the fact that he preached the gospel and the gospel convicted the heart of my pastor as an 18-year-old young man, then everything that my pastor has done now, and there are other pastors and other ministers, not just pastors, but other ministers that grew up under his ministry who are doing the work of the ministry in various ways, all of that had to start with somebody choosing to be faithful with the truth to pass it down to the next generation. And so we want to make sure we're doing the same thing. So Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20 is our core scripture. We call it the Great Commission. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the ends of the age. So the Great Commission has been given to the church. Now, listen, the Great Commission is not just an individual thing. We all have our part to play individually. So he's not telling you, just go find a bunch of people and start baptizing. That's not the point. The point is, this is a commission given to the church, and we all have our part to play in the church, right? Whatever that part is, it takes a lot for the church to be able to function and operate, and everybody's got to play their part, and not one part is insignificant. They're all important. And so I didn't ask for the part I have. God just happened to put me in this spot. I didn't ask for it, and I didn't want it, as I know you've probably heard many times over the years, but God made that decision. And so now I had to submit to him. I had to yield myself. I had to go to Gethsemane and say, not my will, but yours be done. And so all of us have a part to play. But what we are supposed to be doing is reaching into people's lives and connecting them to the body of Christ so that they can be discipled with the various mechanisms that the Lord has given his church to do so. And so we talked about last week, how do we know when we're winning? Well, we know when we're winning when we see disciples actually being made. When people's lives are being changed, when their minds are being renewed, when they're finding purpose, kingdom purpose, and they are allowing the Lord to teach them and walk them through things along with someone else helping them. You know, one picture that someone gave me years ago is that we should be reaching up to somebody. Ultimately, that's Christ in the chain, but we all should be reaching up to someone as a disciple, and we should be reaching down to someone making disciples. It should never just be about it ends with me. That's how you get that, they call the us four and no more mentality. So God establishes this church. This church does not belong to Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. It belongs to Jesus Christ. It's his church, and we are his people. No one in this room, no one that's part of this church or this ministry belongs to us. We all belong to Christ. But if we all will find our place and do our part, then Christ is able to work through us, through his church. And so we appreciate everybody who is doing that. And we have people in this church that truly do have the understanding of, or the concept of, I have to make disciples in order for the gospel work to continue on. And I'll tell you, we appreciate that. You just keep doing that. That may be something that, like Lazarus' house, where they have guys coming in and they're helping to disciple them. Or it could be you just there on your job with a coworker or a friend or a family member, where you just volunteer to, you know, hey, what can I pray for you about? Let me share something with you that spoke to me in the Bible. Man, this was awesome. And just look for those opportunities to begin to share with people. And so, again, we're looking at the real reason we're here. We live, we breathe, we have life today because God is not finished with us. I said, you know, the smart thing, or what I think would be the smart thing for a lot of people, is the moment they get saved, God ought to just go ahead and take them out of here and take them to heaven before they have an opportunity to backslide. But then we wouldn't have any purpose on this earth. So our salvation is for us, but our life is for them. You hear me? The only reason we're alive today is because God wants to use us to put treasure in heaven. And the only treasure that you're going to be able to put in heaven is people. All right. So we said, what is the task that Jesus gave us? Well, that's pretty clear through the Great Commission that we just talked about. And we said last week that he gives us his power and his authority. He is not holding back on us. You have been authorized to be his representative on this earth, all right? He doesn't just give us his power and authority. So authority, as we said, there's a difference. Authority is the right to do something, but power is the ability to do something, and he's given us both, all right? And then he's given us his presence that we celebrate and we're so thankful for. His presence. He says, I'll be with you always. Number two, really our starting point today is, how do we obey Jesus' command? How do we do that? John chapter 20, verse 21. If you have any question about whether or not you've been authorized, Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I'm sending you. As the Father, the creator of the universe, has sent me to this earth, Jesus, in the same way, I'm sending you. That is all the authority you will ever need. You have the authority to go in Jesus' name, and to do, we'll call it, Jesus stuff. So we obey his commands by living as messengers sent with a message. And the message does matter. We want to make sure that the truth you receive here is unadulterated. We want to make sure that it's not compromised in any way. We want to make sure that even if it hurts, even if it stings, that you get the truth. Now, nobody should be trying to just purposely hurt people's feelings and say, well, I'm just telling you the truth, right? That's ignorance that does that. But what we should be doing is speaking truth that brings life to people, all right? The goal, by the way, is not just to make converts, although we do want to make converts, but the goal, the true goal, is to make disciples out of those converts. I used this example last week. You know, we don't want to just, you know, have a baby birth and then just leave them laying there by themselves. They can't make it on their own. They need help. They need somebody to come around them. You know, and every one of us, when we were born again, we needed somebody who helped us from that moment to help to feed us, to give us the milk we needed, to, you know, to protect us. We needed people. I thank God for the people he put in my life as a child. I was only 7 years old, but I thank God for the people he put in my life over the years who spoke into my life, who corrected things that needed to be corrected, who encouraged me when I needed encouragement, who brought protection when protection was needed. I'm thankful for that. So again, it's not just to make converts, it's to make disciples. Jesus made 12 disciples who could reproduce themselves in the lives of others. Jesus did lots of good during his 3 years, 3.5 years, most say, but his focus was to equip his disciples. Understand, in John 17:4, he said, I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. This is Jesus talking to the Father. He said, I have glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.